on Sefer Machshava that she said over a few years ago. This is the Rambam, beginning of Hilchos Megillah. Rambam says, everybody's chayav mikra Megillah. Ba'afilu kohanim ba'avodasan, mevatlan avodasan, mevoyan lishmoy mikra Megillah. The kohanim have to interrupt the avoda to come to do mikra Megillah, to hear mikra Megillah. B'chein mevatlan Talmud Torah, we need to interrupt Talmud Torah, lishmoy mikra Megillah. Kavacham l'shar mitzvah shal Torah, shekula nitchin mibnei mikra Megillah. So all of the mitzvahs, even the rices, are nitcha mibnei mikra Megillah. There's nothing which Mikra Megillah is pushed away because of Chutzi Meis Mitzvah Shein L'Kervim. In the case of a Meis Mitzvah which has nobody to bury him, and you have a choice between doing that or Mikra Megillah, so Rama says, that's the situation. So you bury the Meis Mitzvah first, and then you read the Megillah afterwards. The Beis Yosef is Madaik in the Rambam. This is a Gemara. It's a Gemara Megillah Daf Gimel. The Gemara says, goes to this issue of because of the Chashivas of Mikra Megillah, Pesuminisa. So the Gemara talks about the idea that how does it play out vis-a-vis other mitzvahs. The Gemara says, Yodaycha, you're Mevat and Talmud Torah because of Mikra Megillah. Agav the Rishah says to Kasha, well, how can you say, you know, you're Mevat and Talmud Torah to learn something? That's not Mevatlan Talmud Torah because of Mikra Megillah. The Mikra Megillah is also learning. So that's Rishash's Kasha. So I once said to her that he holds not like the. So he says because that there's when you get to Mikra Megillah and you discuss Hoachashtronim Bnei Haramachim, the Mor says we don't know exactly what those are. So those two words Hoachashtronim and Ramachim. That's Bittul Torah, because you know what it is. So I could be learning a Shikha Gemara and know every word. And now I'm about the two words of Torah. Right? I don't know. I'm spending time saying two words. I don't know what they are. So that's Bittul Torah, is at the Bishash. And that's at the Mora Kiddush. I'm about the Talmud Torah because of Mikra Megillah. You hear the Rishash's Musik what Bittul Torah was. You know, so how can you waste the time it takes to say those two words? You know, it's almost a second. Right? It takes average person averages about 3 seconds, 3 words per second. So almost a second of his time was wasted. So the more I know, we do that also. That's the Rishash that's brought in the Gemara. The more says you're mevatel the Talmud Torah, you're mevatel the avoid the Beis Hamikdash because of Mikra Megillah. The more says that, but Neis Mitzvah. The more says, okay, is the Pesumei Nisa of Mikra Megillah or the Covenant of Brias of Neis Mitzvah? Which one takes precedence? The more says Neis Mitzvah is Odif that takes precedence. But see how the Rambam says it. The Rambam says it doesn't say. There's two ways to learn the Gemara. One way to learn the Gemara, the Gemara is discussing, whenever we talk about something A has precedence over B, that can be discussed in two forms. One form is, which one do you do first? You're going to do both. The question, which one gets the cheshivas are going first? Or, you only have enough time to do one of the two, which one gets the precedence, the kadima, that it should be the one you choose over the other one? That's two different Gemaras, right? One is that the issue is which one is more important, and therefore you'll do A and not B, or B and not A. Or you'll do A and B. The question is, do you do A and then B or B and then A? But you do both. The question is, which has Kadima? So the Beis Yosef is Madaik in the Rambam. The Rambam says that Meis Mitzvah is Doicha Mikra Megillah, Shabigeya Boy. If a person has a situation of Meis Mitzvah, Kovroi Tchila, he buries the Meis Mitzvah first, and then he's Korei. So means the Rambam learns that the more his issue was a question of, you do both. Which one should be done first? Meis Mitzvah should be done first. But he understands in the Rambam does not learn the Gemara the way the more Kipshuta reading, that the issue is A or B. It's not A and B, but it's A or B. The Diyuk of the Rambam sounds like, that if you had a question, just either Meis Mitzvah or Mikra Megillah, and you can't do both, you do Mikra Megillah, not Meis Mitzvah. That's how the Beis Yosef understands the Rambam, the Diyuk and the Rambam. Because the Rambam learns the Gemara, the more has a Shaila, what's better? Is Pesumei Nisa better? Or is Kavod HaBriyah is better, and the Mora says the Kavod HaBriyah is better, the Rambam says that means that the Kavod HaBriyah goes first, and then Mikra Gil goes second. Vice versa, if it's A, that it's only one of the two, the Rambam didn't learn the Mora, means it's, that Meis Mitzvah is more important than Mikra Megillah, period. So that's a Pella, basically, says that's a Pella, that you find that to say that Meis Mitzvah, which you know is very chomer, and the Mora said, let's not from Sukkim, that even a Kohen Gadol who's not matamet to any of his relatives, he's matamet to Meis Mitzvah. Even a Kohen who's also a Nazir, who's not matamet to anybody, he's matamet to Meis Mitzvah. Even a Kohen Gadol, and he's a Nazir, and he's on his way to bring the Karban Pesach, and he's on his way to do a Mila B'Shmini, and Meis Mitzvah goes first. And he comes Tameh, he doesn't do Pesach, he doesn't do Mila B'Zmano, and he doesn't, he's a Kohen Gadol, he comes Tameh, and Nazir, I don't care. Meis Mitzvah. But Mikra Megillah, Mikra Megillah goes up before Beis Mitzvah. It's a Pella de Gazach, that the Rambam would say. It's also interesting that you don't find that this discussion takes place. The more Shaila is Presumi Nisa versus Kavod HaBriyah. There's no such Gemara, parallel Gemara, Masechta Shabbos, by Chanukah. The more is a Shaila, the more discusses, you know, the issue of Ner Chanukah versus Kiddush Hayom of Shabbos, what goes first? The Gemara discusses a few different, you know, what takes precedence. I only have enough money to buy Ner Chanukah and Ner Shabbos, what do I do? But the Gemara doesn't discuss, you know, it's a choice to Ner Chanukah and Meis Mitzvah, Pesum Nisa, Kavod HaBriyah. The Gemara doesn't ask that question. So why does the Gemara ask that question? The Gemara has a Shaila, Masechtas Megillah, Pesum Nisa of Purim, and Kavod HaBriyah, the Meis Mitzvah, what do we do? Why is the Mora asking us a question? I mean, the Pasha, the Mora is saying in Shabbos, no Shaila, that Meis Mitzvah goes first. Chanukah, we have no Shaila, Meis Mitzvah goes first. Dalek Kaisis, the Mora also says it's Pesum Nisa. Person says, you know, it's a choice between Dalek Kaisis, the night of the Seder, or Meis Mitzvah. The Mora doesn't ask that question. Right? You have to take care of the Meis. Kavod HaBriyah. By Purim, the Mora asks the question, and the way Rama's learning, and the Mora's question really is like this: I have no really Purim Mikra Megillah goes before Meis Mitzvah. If it's a choice of one or the other, it has to be Mikra Megillah. But you can do both. Maybe Meis Mitzvah goes first. The Mora says, "You're right, Taka, it goes first. What's the hazard?" So I said over from the Sefer, the Sefer Zev Yitrov. It's a Yidr named Zev Huberman. That's how it's just Nifter. Tremendous Bal Machshava. See, he has a mimer on this. Understand this Rambam. It's, you know, it's a combination of the world of Hilchasa and the world of Agadata together. We're focusing on the Agadata part. Kimimazer Hilchasa with the Agadata. You know, that's in the world of Tells. They did such things. So in Zev Yitrov, he brings the Beis Yosef as his kasha. So what's the pshat? Being, if I ask you what's the defining element of a human being, and maybe what's the greatest degradation of a human being, so if I go to a place and I see human beings which look like human beings, they dress like human beings, they look human, but their minds aren't functioning, so they say not a human being, it's lacking in the tzuras, the tzelem elokim, the tzuras ha'adam. If human beings are automatons, so they're not. That's chaser in the godless Adam. Godless Adam is expressed in the ability of a human being to think, ability of a human being to choose, ability of a human being to decide. A person can't think and he can't choose and he can't decide. You say he's chaser in his service Adam. the greatest godless Adam is the ability to do that. This is interesting. The philosophers came up with this thought process. They said, you know, that the tzura of an item, each item they have, you have the chaymer, and you have the tzura of the item of each thing is what it does uniquely, and what it does uniquely the best. That's what's called the tzura of an item. So human being, what human being does uniquely is that it thinks. And therefore, they took upon themselves to be thinkers, because that's what makes tzuras Adam. And the one who does it the best is the greatest Adam. So they, as the philosophers, who think the best, are the best human beings. Right? That was their thought process. When Klal Yisrael said Nasa Benishma, when Avraham Avinu was in Hikaris Barat, he's living in a generation where there's nothing pushing him towards such a thing. The whole generation is going against that. And he chose that. That's the moments of godless Adam that the human being was able to use his mind to think independently and think through all the issues and come to a conclusion and act upon that conclusion. That's a tremendous kayach of the das of the Adam being expressed. That ability to be able to think critically and understand and decide. Klaisa says Nasav and Nishma. They come and they say, you know, this is our decision. We have chosen. All the Musa'ilim said no, and we're going to say yes. We're going to commit. That's a tremendous expression of what Adam is. But there was something wrong with Maimon Har Sinai. There's some element of a lack of what it means, Adam, by Maimon Har Sinai, like we spoke about 2 weeks ago, right? That a couple in Harkagigas, and they chose because they had to. So they didn't really choose. So they say that Matan Torah was the pinnacle of what it means to be a human being. It was an expression of the covet of godless Adam, the greatness of what man is. And we think about it, it's a tremendous thing. That, you know, that the Klal Yisrael, the Dor HaMidbar, that they should be able to. Rukhman says in one place, he says, we read through the Chumash and we say, you know, they're pretty difficult people, quote unquote, bad people. They have all these averas. You know, the Torah doesn't spare anything. Now, if the Torah be writing a history of Elie Reingold, right, and write everything that I, you know, all the bad things that I did, the room, all the volumes in this building wouldn't be able to suffice to hold it. Because I got a lot of bad things that I do. In Chumash, not bad. They're able to get it in a few books. Right? You get it in 5 of errors, 6 of errors, 7 of errors, and that was it. That's all they did wrong. So we say, oh, they're terrible people. And it's 7 things wrong. And I said, you know, I know 7 things wrong in 1 hour. Forget about 1 day. You know, like you have to say what Dor HaMidbar, what the Dor HaMidbar was. Dor HaMidbar was a tremendous godless Adam of what it means to be a human being. But still, there was a couple of them Harka Gigas. It was a decision that they did under duress. So that was lacking in Tzuras Adam. That was lacking in Godless Adam. The human being being expressed, the pinnacle of what a human being is, was lacking. Now, it wasn't because it was a total, you know, Shiva said over, you get this to say over, the Bereshit tells them, by Har Sinai, he says that if you're Mekabel Teremot, if not, Shom Teik V'raschem. So what's the picture? They're standing over there, and there's this big mountain over their heads. The merchant says, listen, you guys say no, we dropped the mountain. So the correct phrase in the merchant, right, he tells them that not Shom, there will be your Kavura, but here will be your Kavura. Po Teik V'raschem. Right? He's telling them, listen, you're here by Har Sinai. It's your choice. Either you say A or you say B. If you say A, great. If you say B, it's all over, Habibi. Right? So it's not po te, it's not Shom Teik V'raschem, it's Po Teik V'raschem. You're going to die here. So Shiva said, that doesn't mean that. The Russian says, you know, you'll go weiter. I'm not destroying you. You'll go weiter and you'll live. But I don't know, wherever you are, you're dead. You're buried. You're living a life you have no control over. You have no ability to withstand the natural forces. You just do it because that's what everybody does. That's what's going on. Your desires will control you. You're buried. You're dead wherever you are. Shom, wherever you are buried. You are You're not a human being functioning as a human being. Klai, so the hair that they need the Torah to allow them to do that, and they have no much ability to do it otherwise, that's godless to understand that. But once you understand that, what's choice? That's not a choice. So if we see the greatest godless of Adam is the ability to choose, the greatest bizoyan of Adam is brainwashing, where the person has no ability to think. Right? That wasn't expressed by Matan Torah. Where was it yes expressed? When a person goes to, we come to Purim, and Klai Yisrael Amor says, even though it was under duress, B'shas Matan Torah, but later on, B'shas Purim, they were mekabelet me'avas anes. Let's say I tell you a person, you know, I'm a kabel Torah. Why am I kabel Torah? Because I don't do Torah. I'm going to burn a Gehenna. I'm going to burn a Gehenna if I don't make a kabel Torah. That's also not a decision. You know, it's a godless, because like the hair, what Gehenna is, you know, some people don't notice Gehenna, but I've learned and I'm miming and I understand that there's Gehenna. So I say, you know what? I don't want Gehenna. So I'm going to do good. I'm going to be a good boy, because otherwise I'm scared of Gehenna. It's also pressure. I'm doing it because I'm being forced. So he says, no, they didn't mean avas anis. There was no, it wasn't even in the kud of yira. That was never kabbal Torah. Wasn't, they're scared of Haman. They're scared of being destroyed. They're scared of who knows what's going to be. Okay, you know, listen, you know, a lot of people do tshuva. There's no atheists in foxholes. You know, it's a question of, you know, you might not make it, so why not turn to God? You know, because hopefully he'll help you. That's not what it was. Because I'll touch it up. Rashi says, it wasn't because they were scared of, it's because Haman was a catalyst, a vehicle for them to understand that's not what it's all about. We are going to decide that there's a whole bigger picture of what it's all about. So it comes out that Purim is Kavod HaBriyos. Purim is the expression of what a human being is. And there's no greater expression of what a human being is than Purim. Purim is when a human being expresses what it means to be a boicher. Purim is when a human being decides that I'm going to do X or do Y, totally because I thought about it and I understand and nothing's forcing me and I'm going to do that. Wow. That's what a human being is. The ability to choose above and beyond and not just do because everybody else does, not just do because there's pressures, because that's what you're, whatever. I'm choosing because I'm thinking about it, and I thought about it, and even if it's difficult and it's challenging and it's hard, but I'm going to do it because that's right. And I've figured it out, and I'm going to do it. And nothing else. There's no other reason why I'm doing it. So Purim is an expression of godless Adam, of the covenant of Brias. There's nothing greater to hear what it means a human being is able to think, function like that. If you want to take it a step weiter, that's a mitzvah trigger beyond that. So we said, I told you over last time from Yisrael Salanter. Yisrael Salanter says that Adam Rishon used his Kayach of Das to be a free thinker. Bereshit said no, and he says yes. Because Bereshit, godless Adam is expressed by being able to choose. So I'm going to eat from the Yetzer Das, which was wrong, but then I'll have a Yetzer Hara, and I'll be able to choose to do the right thing. So I'm going to express godless Adam through my Kayach of Das after I eat from the Yetzer Das. Two problems. It doesn't seem to work like that afterwards. Not so easy to choose. He couldn't hear how hard it is to choose when he's in that matzah. And B, Bereshit said no. So it's a good plan, but it's not a good idea. Bereshit said no. But the chet was done through the Kayach of Das. But let's say I can get the human being to a point that his understanding of right and wrong and his clarity of how to do something is so strong It's so inculcated in the person. It's such a defining element of the person. Even when he's not thinking, that's what he does. That's even greater madrega of Kayach Adam, of Surah Adam, of Kavod HaBriyos. Human beings are so great that even when they're not thinking, they're thinking the right way. So Rabbi Yisrael Salanter said that on Purim, the whole year we use the Kayach of Das, and Purim we strive for Adaloyada. I don't need Das to decide the right thing. Even when my mind is not engaged, I'm so klor, and I have such a klor havana the whole year, and I have so defined my being, that my goof chooses the right thing without the neshama forcing it. My goof chooses the right thing. That's Gadlus HaOlam, that a human being's goof is Kadosh B'Torah. So not only is the Kavod HaBriyos expressed in our kayak to choose, me'avas hanes, and that's a Kabbalah Gatsuras, the expression of Kavod HaBriyos, but even the goof can do that. So Zotah Gemara, there's a Kavod HaBriyos expressed in Mikra Megillah and Purim, which, in a certain sense, maybe the moment there's a bizarre of the Meis Mitzvah sitting there, and that's a terrible thing, and you're aware of the Kavod HaBriyos of the Meis Mitzvah, but isn't Purim an expression of Kavod HaBriyos? So more says, Zotah Rama, you're right. So if the choice is either Mikra Megillah or Meis Mitzvah, one or the other, Mikra Megillah goes first. If you're doing both anyway, and you have the question is remove the bizoyan of the Meis Mitzvah and express the Kavod HaBriyos of Mikra Megillah. You know what? Remove the bizoyan first. So Rama says the Kedima A goes before B, but if it's a choice of A or B, Mikra Megillah overrides Meis Mitzvah. That's why he's Ma'ad Zvodah Gemara. Ali Shur, Revolva has this aura. Says you take a person on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur is a beautiful day. The day where a person feels like he's able, he's risen above his Yetzirah. He's not involved in his taiva, in his kasa, in his gaiva, in his covet, in his, you know, his pettiness. You know, it's a bigger day. He says, you know, it's a really beautiful day. I love Yom Kippur. Okay? So, what do you, Helen, think it's going to last? It's not going to last long. I can't hold on to it. According to the Chassidish Swarm, the Gemara of the Chassima is Zois Chanukah. So he said, listen, you know, please, the final Gemara of Chassima, hold on to everything you've aspired to till the Gemara of Chassima. You want to make sure that, you know, you get a good to by the Gemara of Chassima. He says, Zois Chanukah, I'm not going to make it to the Chanukah. Okay, well, P basic Kabbalah, it's Hashanah Rabbah. I don't know, Hashanah Rabbah, there's been his money between Yom Tif, you know, competition. So I'm going to buy my aluminium and not have a feeling of COVID, you know, when I show I have a beautiful one. I don't know, I'm not sure I'll make it to Hashanah Rabbah. He says, okay, how about tomorrow morning? He says, I'm not sure I'll make it that either, you know. Like, Yom Kippur is godless Adam. The human being was able to reach the Madrega, we can't hold on to it. That's our minds. We can't do it. Not that I don't want to do it. I can't. I cannot live like this. I'm not ready to live like this. I cannot live like this. I will not be able to live like this. I can't do it. So I heard a order from the Mashgiach and tells the Mashgiach of Mechina, his name is Rav Anshul Hellman. So Rav Anshul said, you know, you think about it, it's a mind-boggling thing. So Haman's in power. He makes this gezeirah against the Jews. They fast for 3 days and three nights. And all of a sudden they look out and Haman is hanging on this eitz, which is Goach HaMishimam, which was Muchan for Mordechai, the leader of the generation. And who knows what's going to be. And it's going to be terrible. This is, and Kleisel's Gevaldik happy. So Achashverosh says now takes puts Esther in charge of Beis Haman and Mordechai becomes the Mishnah of the Melech and everything is wonderful. Right? When did that happen? Tezayin, it was Yigimel Nissen, right? Was when it started. And they started fasting, Yudal Tezayin. So now we're holding by Tezayin Nissen. But there's a Mechama in Yigimel Adar, which is 11 months later. So they did Tshuva. Okay. But the tshuva was because of the pressure. But, you know, Mordechai's in charge now, and Esther is a chaslan of Beis HaMelech, and, you know, it's still talking about, you know, yeah, you know, we can backslide a little bit. If they would have backslided, there would be no Purim. Your Gimel Adar, they wouldn't win. They won on your Gimel Adar because they didn't backslide. Because they weren't Mekabel because of the duress. Because, well, listen, it's a pressure. We don't do tshuva, we're going to be destroyed. Well, you know, they don't picture something destroyed anymore. I mean, you know, Mordechai, Esther, you know, Haman's gone, you know, it's Skavaldik. They didn't make Avos HaNes. They, at that moment, they hear with the clarity that they got it wrong. They didn't understand the world. And the Russian, which they understood, was not interested in it anymore, and did not care, brought this whole thing to force them to redefine who they are. And you know what? We want to be a Jew. We want to be the Amanifka. We want to be connected to Kadosh Baruch Hu. We're excited about this thing, and we're going to do it no matter how difficult it is. So it's not because of pressure. I'm not worried about being the decimation. I'm not worried about the destruction. I'm doing it anyway. And that's why they're a Matzliach. It means they didn't deny their ability to choose properly under all circumstances. Not just under the pressure of Haman's Asaras HaTabas. That's godless Adam. That's what Purim is. Purim is an expression of godless, of what Klal Yisrael can reach, that they can connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu with such a clarity and such an understanding, and they can choose to do the right thing no matter what. It's a tremendous expression of Tzuras Adam, Tzelem Elokim, the Kayach of Bechira, the Kayach of Das, the Kayach of understanding the Guf and the Neshama together, the clarity. That's godless Adam. That's Kavod Abrius. That's the cover of what it means to be a human being. We live in a generation, Rav Huttner Zatzal said, you know, that our generation, the biggest kfira they have in our generation is the kfira of the ability to be bocher. Yeah. Right, the person goes to court, right? The defense attorney says, you know, listen, what do you want from his victim circumstances? He grew up in a terrible, impoverished situation, and it's, you know, it wasn't his fault, he didn't know better. And you know, the jury hears that, and the judge hears that, you know, the, like, But what about the fact that, you know, there's a story, there was two twin brothers who grew up in the ghetto in Harlem. One became a major upstanding member of the community. His difficulties pushed him towards that. And his brother, twin brother, became a gangster, leader of a gang. And then she was tried for murder. And they argued, he's a victim of circumstances. What do you want from him? It wasn't his fault. He goes like, huh? Really? What happened to your brother? It's the exact same situation. The same intelligence, everything the same. Well, you know, he was an exception. Like, that's our generation. That's called normal. You know, what do you want? It's not my fault. Purim is the day we says that no. We're bocher. We have ability to choose to do the right thing no matter what. Yitzhar Hara is a wonderful thing. Yitzhar comes along and says, okay. So, the idea of getting drunk is to be able to express that we're able to choose the right thing no matter what. Even when we're drunk. That's the idea of getting drunk. The idea to allow the person to step back without full control and say, you know what, I really do want this. I really do want this. And I'll do it no matter what. So when that's an expression of that, that's a beautiful thing. It's a tremendous thing. That's godless Adam, which is expressed in that moment. But if a person feels that he's not going to do that, that's why when the Mishnah Berurah says that if a person feels he's given his zalzah even one mitzvah, he shouldn't get drunk. It wasn't stam, you know, Chavos Chaim was a big tzaddik, you know, he worried about mitzvahs. I'm not such a big tzaddik anyway, I don't daven as much as Kabbat anyway, you know. My benching yesterday was any better, you know, my benching in Purim was just as good as my benching the day before Purim. So, you know, 2 days before Purim. You know, so like, I don't think it's so frum. Chavos Chaim, you know, his benching was like gemaldik, you know, so he had to be very careful, make sure that, you know, Purim, he's worried, he gets a little bit drunk, he won't daven with the same kavana, bench with the same kavana. But, you know, that's not the point. The point is, Purim is the day that the human being is able to step back and to hear, Bereshit, I love you so much and I care about you so much that I'm going to decide, no matter what, no matter how difficult it is, I'm going to decide that I want to do the right thing because I want it. Not because you're forcing me, not because anything else, because I want. And I'm going to express my deepest ritzernus, the deep teich of the side of the pneumias of the person will come out, and that's still for, I want the right thing. So how can you on such a day do the wrong thing? You just missed the day. You just didn't get it. That's the problem. That's the challenge. That you come out, then that day, that his benching is the best benching he had the whole year. Because it is the tremendous outpouring of Abba to Kodesh Baruch Hu. That my davening is the best davening I've had the whole year. That, you know, I was up late. Yeah, but what up late? But, you know, but it's there's millions being available for chakras. You know, I tell the guy, you know, he's up late, but, you know, there's this. They're giving out money, you know. You get the earlier you get, the more money you get. So you say, no, but I was up late last night. It's very hard. You're not going to say that. You know, I want it. So if a person comes late for davening on Purim, person misses my Kriyishma on Purim, it doesn't make sense. It's just, you know, you're not getting the day. Today's the day which I'm just pouring out Ava to Kodesh Baruch Hu and my understanding of what a human being can be, what we can accomplish under all circumstances, the most difficult circumstances. That I'm the person, Loyalena, was in Auschwitz and he's choosing to do the right thing. That's Purim. And I can't get out of bed. Because I was up late last night, because I drank too much. I mean, it's not logical. That's the Yetzer Hara. So, you know, don't let the Yetzer Hara do that to you. You know, let Purim be a day which is the godless Adam is coming out. Careful, Ben Adam Chaveroi. Right to the godless Adam. We have to be very careful with that. You know, it's a day of, we're talking about Kavod Abrius. We're talking about Kavod, Purim is a day of Kavod Abrius. So I should insult somebody and make fun of somebody on Purim. It's Kavod Abrius today. You know, it's the Yetzer Hara is so smart. Don't let it happen to us. That's our godless Adam. We're able to think clearly. Say, no, that's Yetzer Hara. That's not me. That's Yetzer Hara. I don't want. I will not do that. I cannot do that. I will not do that. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to choose the right thing, no matter what.